coming up on Facts from the Stacks.
Yeah, snacks. So you can join us in 2 weeks.
Snacks from the Stacks, except for not, because you're not allowed to eat in here.
Don't do that.
Welcome to Facts from the Stacks, a news and trivia podcast for book nerds and library lovers. Facts from the Stacks, created by the staff at the Jackson-Madison County Library, is your library news and book-based trivia podcast. Join your hosts, Kelly and Shane, for what we're reading, what's happening in the library, and tons of trivia. We will have games and quizzes so you can follow along and test your knowledge, but also so we can stump other library staff.
Welcome back, all you candy connoisseurs.
Hello.
Welcome back to Facts from the Stacks, your local library podcast where we talk about stuff.
And
today, we're talking about candy.
Woohoo!
But first, our recently borrowed segment.
Yes.
So I'm still reading All of Us Villains. Mm-hmm. I actually lost my hold on it because I wasn't listening to it enough. And, you know, we love Tennessee Reads and Libby because I put myself right back on the holds list for it and I got it back a couple days later.
Love that.
Pick it back up and we're going to get through it.
Are you enjoying it?
It is good. It's a little weird. There's four different main characters, and so it's kind of hard to...
To track.
It's kind of hard to track a little bit. I didn't actually even realize that these were different people.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's two boys and two girls, and it took me a minute to realize that it was two different boys and two different girls.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. We're still leading up to, you know, I said it was like a Hunger Games-y kind of fantasy book. We're still reaching the actual tournament part. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of build up to that.
Yeah.
But we just had a revelation some way that one of them is going to try to win by mild cheating, maybe.
Ooh, so saucy.
Yeah, it's good. It's getting good. It's heating up. So I'm enjoying it. I'm only like 4 hours into it.
Okay.
Got another solid 9 hours to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Excellent. Well, I just started reading Funny Story by Emily Henry, who is my favorite author, and her new book, Funny Story, came out yesterday.
You were eyeing that book on the shelf for so long,
waiting. I put it on the request list, like, I think the day that she announced it last year. So I've been waiting for this moment.
So you've been waiting for this for at least, like, a good 6 months.
Yeah, I just love her. I'm in a fun rhythm now where she's been releasing books, like, every April. So that's been nice. And then in September, Richard Osman usually releases a new Thursday Murder Club book. So I've really got a nice routine going here.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That sounds so fun.
But yeah, I'm already on like chapter 4, and the protagonist is a children's librarian, so...
It's like, I mean, it was written for you.
I'm done.
You want that job, so like...
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
Great.
So you can bury me with that book if you'd like.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. I'll put
that
request.
Because you specifically will be burying me.
Yes. Yes. I'll be sure to communicate to your husband.
Yes.
Please bury this with her.
Excellent. Pass that on.
All right. So our general informational trivia stuff. I have a mixture of a lot of different random candy facts.
A mixed bag, would you say?
A mixed bag, yes, I would say. Yes.
A candy salad?
A candy salad. It just, that hurts me. It just, how do you go about enjoy? When I'm eating candy, I like to know what I'm getting.
You're not just going to reach
your
hand in.
I'm not just going to reach into a mixed bowl of gummy worms and Sour Patch Kids, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to do that.
Plus, something I just thought about is, like, the different things will, like, meld. Like, your Sour Patch dust is going to get on your plain gummy worm.
Yeah, and then your plain gummy worm,
what it is.
It's going to be, like, a little bit sour instead of just a gummy worm. I just,
Yeah.
It's not for me.
If you haven't seen it, look up Candy Salad on your favorite short form content video streaming app. It's a new trend.
Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, or TikTok. We'll be right back with more Facts from the Stacks.
If you've been listening to us talk about the books we've been reading but don't have the time to come in and check them out, there's a solution for you. The library has online resources so you can check out books without ever leaving home. With Libby and Hoopla, you can access thousands of books, audiobooks, movies, TV shows, and magazines, all in the palm of your hand. Check out the episode's description or check out the library's website, jmclibrary.org, for more information.
Did you know? All right, you big know-it-all. Did you know?
I'll just share a couple of the facts that I have on candy. Mm-hmm. So, are you familiar at all with the origins of candy? Where candy came from? Was that part of your research?
No, but I'd like to take a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because one of the things I read was talking about how sugar back in the day was, like, more medicinally thought of. Mm-hmm. So, like this was talking about, I think, candy canes, and it was, like, the peppermint with the sugar was supposed to be, like, a medicinal thing.
Okay.
So that's my guess.
That's a good guess. It's actually, surprisingly, way older than that. Mm. So the first, like, candy that we have record of is from Egypt. Ooh. They would, like, solidify honey with nuts and fruits in it. Mm. And so that was, like, candy.
That sounds delicious, TBH.
It gave me kind of, like, baklava vibes. That's what I thought of. And yeah. I was like, man, I could go for some baklava right now.
Straight up.
Do you know why Hershey's Kisses are named Kisses?
No, that's a great question.
So, Hershey's Kisses were so named because that is the sound the machine made when it would plop them out.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Wait, I need to hear that sound. Yeah, I've got to look that up.
That's really funny. I don't know if it's like they still make that sound or if it was like the original machine made that sound, but that's why they're called Kisses.
I love that. I can really just go to town on some Hershey's Kisses. Like, you get in a rhythm on those bad boys and it is good stuff.
Gone. Gone. Yeah, absolutely. What do you have?
Okay, I read an article that was from 2021 in the New York Times called A Brief History of Halloween Candy.
Okay.
So it was like specifically, how did we get to trick-or-treating? In the 1930s, trick-or-treating was officially like a thing. That's when it first became, started popping up in newspapers. And the article talked about how, like, the origins of it was more of, like, a religious tradition. Like, so if you know, like, the background of Halloween, it's, like, the nights where spirits come back to Earth in some culture. So, like, all about your loved ones lost, if you will. So the I think it was originally, like, you would go up to someone's door and offer to say prayers for their loved ones in exchange for, like, a scone or something.
Oh.
And so that evolved into trick-or-treating.
Just a little sweet treat.
Yeah, just a little something-something. And so then in the 1950s is when the Halloween became so popular that food companies were like, we need to get on this. And so that's when they decided to market a product for Halloween. And candy is cheap and easy to pass out. And then that's when the fun size came out. So, a typical American story of, here's a thing.
How do we make money?
How can we capitalize on it? So, yeah, it was a really short article, but I just thought those were interesting facts.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think around the 50s is when, like, wearing costumes with trick-or-treating became really popular. I don't know that it was really a thing before that. Mm. But I feel like maybe I've seen before that the 50s is when people started doing the, dress up as monsters and
that makes
all
sense.
That.
So yeah, then it became like a real thing. And so the companies were like,
That's interesting. So I was looking at different flavors of candy and it's probably mildly common knowledge, but do you know why blue raspberry is blue raspberry?
No.
Okay, so they had to distinguish it from cherry and strawberry flavors.
Oh.
So, like, they were like, we can't have three red.
Yeah, so it's literally raspberry flavored It's theoretically.
Just in theory. But in theory. Blue. But it's just blue, so it's differentiated.
Oh my gosh.
And then while I was thinking about that and reading that, I was like, is that why we don't have apple? It's always green apple?
Oh yeah, that makes because sense.
I was like, oh my gosh, is that why? I don't know. I didn't look at that one. Blue raspberry seems to be the weird one.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense though.
It was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Then, so I'm sure I'll talk about it elsewhere, but like most popular candies for Halloween versus least popular. Tennessee's favorite to give out is Tootsie Pops, which okay. I'm not really surprised about. I feel like that's pretty common for us to have
like
Tootsie
Pops.
Yeah,
like if I picture my trick-or-treat bag, it's in there, but that's not what I'm reaching for first.
No, but like that's what people end up getting because it's like the cheap candy, right?
That makes sense, yeah.
But so on that line of thinking, how many licks does it take?
Has this been myth busted?
It has been tested a couple of times.
Okay.
So according... No, go ahead.
I always wondered because like when I'm eating a Tootsie Pop,
I'm not licking it.
Right.
It's staying in my mouth.
Yeah, I put it in my mouth. Like, does it count? Like, what is it counting? You know?
Which is, that's where it's like, what do you mean exactly?
Yeah.
So, the University of Purdue.
Oh, my.
Some of the engineers, engineering students, created a licking machine.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course, naturally. To replicate the human tongue. To lick a Tootsie Pop until it was, you know. And then the University of Michigan did the same thing. And Purdue came up with an average of 365 licks.
Whoa, that's deep.
And the other came up with about 412. Hmm. So anywhere between 350 and 400. However, this group of undergrads from Swarthmore College... tested it the old-fashioned way, and they got 146. So, like, way less. So, part of me wondered if, like, when they were... sure, these are engineers, right? Mm-hmm. So, surely they used something that was, like, comparable to saliva, right? Because, like, part of why it would break down faster for us would be our enzymes and our saliva. So, surely they didn't just, like... wet this fake tongue with water and like, wow, it really dissolves this fast.
Yeah, true. Hopefully they took that into consideration.
Surely they had some kind of, like, but I couldn't find any, like, I couldn't find the methodology.
The
I couldn't find the reports on, like, what they set up. Huh. But just that they had a spongy tongue, effectively, and it would just roll.
I wonder what they did with that machine afterward. Like,
yeah, what do you do with it? Like... I don't know, man. It was a bunch of engineering students, so they probably tore it apart and turned it into something else.
Lord
I'm
willing,
guessing.
I don't think that should just be laying around.
It's so funny. It's just such a ridiculous thought.
Yeah.
And then mystery flavor dum-dums.
Oh, yes.
Do you know why those exist?
No.
So mystery flavor dum-dums, when you taste them, you can like pretty much tell what they are, usually. But they exist because the company that makes them did not want to stop the production, clean everything, and then start the next batch. So they just pour the next batch of sucker, goo, I don't know.
Batter.
Batter into the machine. And the mystery flavors are all of the ones where one flavor ends and the next one begins.
Oh.
So it could be like a you got yourself a mostly pink lemonade dum-dum, but there's like a little bit of root beer in there. So that's why they just package them as mystery flavor and throw them in the bag with it.
That's smart.
So that they can not have to have downtime.
Yeah.
I was like, that's... crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought so.
I actually read an article about Dum Dums, kind of. So I read an article from 2007, Food and Drink Magazine, all about the Spangler Candy Company. Uh-huh. And so they make Dum Dums, Safety Pops, Candy Canes, Circus Peanuts.
Safety Pops. I haven't thought about Safety Pops in years.
I know.
Because I'm an adult now and I don't need a Safety Pop.
Right. Yeah. okay, so in 1906, Arthur Spangler bought the Gold Leaf Baking Powder Company for $450.
Whoa.
And his younger brother was the one to ask if they could add candy to their manufacturing business. So fast forward to 1953, they acquired Dum Dums, so like the equipment and the recipes, from the Akron Candy Co. And the Akron Candy Co. called it the Dum Dum in 1924 because the maker figured it was a word that any child could say. So that's why they're called Dum Dums.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then, so they, Spangler bought this product from that candy company. And so on June 4th, 1953, they had a Dum Dum booth set up outside of their factory and gave out free Dum Dums all day.
Wow.
So that's festive.
I do love a Dum Dum.
Yeah, me too.
Like, what's your, do you have a favorite flavor?
I don't. I'm not as much of a connoisseur as, like, perhaps Colleen. So if you go to the North Branch, you can get a Dum Dum.
Pretty much reliably. Yeah, yeah. They keep them.
Yeah.
I think my favorite's probably cream soda. Mm. I love cream soda.
I gotta try it. I gotta get more... more scientific about my tasting there.
Yeah, because, you know, I guess the alternative, because they're given away so frequently, like, that's the candy you get when you go through the bank and they're like, does your kid want a sucker? Like, whatever. So you kind of just take whatever Dum Dum you're given.
Yeah, unless you're a child at the North Branch and you spend a full minute searching
through
the entire box.
Yes, and that gets me every time. It's so funny.
Oh, man. We'll be right back with more Facts from the Stacks.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're a fan of history, the library has something special for you. The Tennessee Room, located at the main library, is a place full of history, genealogy, local documents, artifacts, and more newspapers and microfilm than we can count. Well, not really, because we catalog everything. It's just a saying, but never mind. Just remember that if you've ever wondered about local events from days past or how to start tracking your family tree, the Tennessee Room is a great place to start. You can visit them Monday through Friday, anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Okay, so that's their Dum Dum wing, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And they also make candy canes. So, like, when you buy a box of candy canes at Christmas time, they're usually brand. Spangler.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Because the brand that comes to my mind is...
Brax.
Brax.
Is that how you say that?
I wanted to put an N in there, like, yeah. Branches, but it's Brax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I think.
But, yeah, they're one of the brands, because I think I've seen that on a box before.
Mm-hmm.
So they make 2.5 million candy canes per day. And again, this article is from 2007, but...
Right.
And they acquired the A to Z Candy Company in 1954, so a year after Dum Dum acquisition. And that company was the reported largest candy cane maker in the U.S. at the time.
Whoa.
So Spangler's just been out here buying...
Buying up smaller candy manufacturers.
And then the Safety Pop is called the Doctor's Pop or the Lollipop with the Loop. So they can't, like, choke on it, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's not, like, a hard stick, I guess. You can still choke on it, but...
Yeah, true. And they acquired that in 1978 from Curtis Candy.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's just a little peek into the Spangler Candy Company.
Wow. Interesting. So, I found that in the state of Illinois... If you buy Twix or Kit Kat, you are not taxed for those. They don't charge the normal tax they have for candy, because in Illinois, you are not allowed to charge sales tax on items that contain flour.
Mm.
And both Twix and Kit Kats contain flour.
Oh.
I guess that's to prevent, like, necessary goods. like bread and stuff from being taxed heavily.
Yeah.
But yeah, so your Twix and Kit Kats are cheaper in Illinois because you don't have sales tax attached to that.
That's festive.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, I always thought that my mom said that there wasn't sales tax on food. But like...
There definitely is.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if that used to be a thing.
Or and that could... That's probably just different from... Definitely different from state to state.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know... We have our tax-free weekend, you know, every summer or whatever before school goes back. But, like, after I graduated high school and I went to Seattle and Portland, going to Portland was so cool because there's just, there wasn't sales tax on pretty much anything.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I just have to pay what it says on the sign. I don't have to do math in my head.
Yeah, really.
Great. Yeah, very interesting.
That's funny.
Speaking of Kit Kats... the layers of filling between the wafers of a Kit Kat is not chocolate.
Okay.
It is recycled Kit Kat, like reject Kit Kats that they grind up and make into a paste.
Oh, wow.
And then...
The whole entire Kit Kat?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So it's like other wafers and chocolate that didn't pass inspection.
Oh, wow.
Because of whatever reason, and they grind them back up and use them as the filling.
The candy companies are real efficient, is what we're learning.
They are, and I guess, you know, everything's so machine-oriented. It's really a science.
Yeah.
You just get it down.
Yeah.
Hmm. Back in the day, in 1920, Baby Ruth sued Babe Ruth because he rose to popularity the same year that Baby Ruth came out.
Oh.
And he tried to make his own candy bar called the Babe Ruth Home Run Bar. And they won. So he had to pay them... because, you know, he used his own name, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Because they presented this whole story that Baby Ruth was named after their president's daughter who had passed away.
Oh, dear.
15 years earlier. And, like, they gave this big story and was like, this is why our brand is called Baby Ruth. And they said, yeah, you were here first. And, like, so they won.
That's wild.
I thought that was absolutely ridiculous.
I always thought that Baby Ruth and Babe Ruth were affiliated, but I guess I just made that up in my head.
Right. It is weird that they both became popular in the same year, though.
Yeah.
That is kind of weird. I love a Baby Ruth. I love a Baby Ruth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a Payday.
Oh, I love a Payday.
Yes.
Come on.
So, Peeps, a popularly unpopular candy. Yes. In the past, they took 27 hours to make.
Really?
A peep, because they had to be air dried.
Oh, wow.
They had to be sat out to dry.
Can you imagine just like a warehouse full of peeps drying?
Slightly gooey peeps waiting to dry out. Now we've shortened the time, but it still takes 6 hours for the machines to like dry them out. Wow. I guess they probably have dehydrators.
Yeah.
And they probably make them similarly to like a meringue or something, I guess.
Yeah.
But 27 hours is a long time to wait for a peep.
Yeah.
And like, I will eat a peep every year, just like, maybe they're not as bad as I thought they were. And every year I'm like, man, these are not great.
Yeah. I have a vivid childhood memory of, because I think my grandpa loved peeps. And I remember being in a parking lot with my aunts and taking a bite of a peep. I think my first ever bite of a peep, and immediately throwing it up. And that's what I remember about peeps, specifically. I'm sure all my family that listens to this podcast are going to fact check me on that.
That is so funny. That's hysterical.
So, not a peep fan.
No. Like, they're fine.
Yeah. I like marshmallows.
I do, too.
I feel like they taste the same as marshmallows.
They do not. And I don't know. They just don't. And then my last fact before a section that I want to go through is about circus peanuts.
That was the Spangler Canby Company makes circus peanuts, too.
Do you have facts about the circus peanuts?
No.
Okay.
I just forgot to mention that. And that was like, sorry, what you were saying about the candy canes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like when I picture a bag of circus peanuts, do I picture Spangler at the top?
I picture Brax.
Yeah, same. So I like looked through the Google images, and I don't think I've ever seen a Spangler circus peanut bag.
Well, that just makes me wonder if... That makes me wonder if Brax is just a bigger one here.
Maybe. I wonder if they're mortal enemies.
They probably are, because, first of all, the market for circus peanuts is very small.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've eaten one. Are those hard?
No, they're
like,
soft.
Like, they're marshmallows, but, like, are they as soft as, like, a camping marshmallow?
No, they're
like,
kind of
hardish, aren't they?
They're kind of hard. They are so hard to explain because there's something between a regular marshmallow and a Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Okay, okay.
They're kind of drier.
Yeah.
They're drier. They're not fluffy.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize, so they are, for whatever reason, they tend to be orange.
Yeah.
Don't know why. That's just a thing. But I've never thought about the flavor of a circus peanut.
Yeah, what do they taste like?
I don't hate them. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I could go for a circus peanut. That's fine. But I've never realized what the flavor was until I was researching for this, and they're banana flavored.
Really?
Why?
Do they taste banana-y?
Yeah, now that I realize that's what it is, yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, that is fake banana.
Weird.
It's not quite as strong as a banana Laffy Taffy, but... to be fair, people are also very polarized about banana Laffy Taffy.
I've heard that.
So maybe people just are really picky about fake banana.
Mm.
But I didn't realize that. But speaking of Lucky Charms, Lucky Charms were invented because a General Mills employee took his bowl of Cheerios and chopped up circus peanuts and threw them in there.
Whoa.
And then they were like... You got something there. Let's make that work. So that's how we ended
God
up with Lucky Charms.
God bless that person, because what a delicious cereal.
Yeah. And now the irony that you can go out and you can buy, like...
Just marshmallows.
Just the Lucky Charms marshmallows is so funny to me.
The other day, we were sitting in church, and my friend's baby was being held by her grandma.
Uh-huh.
And grandma pulls out a bag of... just Lucky Charms marshmallows. Mind you, it's 10 a.m. on a Sunday. Oh. And just starts feeding the baby. And I look over her and she's horrified. Like, that's exactly what she needs right now. It's just many marshmallows.
Yeah, at least get some of the, like, cereal in there so you can get, like, the grain.
It was just funny, man. It really got me tickled.
That
I was like,
it is
10 a.m. on a Sunday, folks.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. Our final facts and quiz segment will be right back after this break. We all know that libraries have books, and most of us know that libraries have had movies since VHS tapes were still a thing. But did you know the library has so much more? Want to make pasta but don't want to buy a pasta machine? Need a drill to make some very important home repairs? What about a new board game that isn't Monopoly, so you can play games with friends and family without hating them? Yeah, we have that too. Check one out. So next time you visit the library, be sure to check out our Library of Things to find your thing. Okay, what else do you have?
Yes. Okay, so the last article I read was super short. It was from 2013 from Candy Industry.
Oh.
And it was just a specific little tiny list of some fun facts about candy sales, specifically at Cracker Barrel. So that's fun. Sales per year. And again, this was 2013. So... if you were to make 12-foot by 12-foot log cabins with roofs made out of Cracker Barrel pecan logs, you could make 68 houses, a neighborhood of 68 houses with how many they sell per year.
12-foot by 12-foot cabins.
Yeah.
With a roof.
Yeah, with pecan.
With roof. A pecan log roof.
Yeah.
What in the world?
I know. What an interesting math problem. Like, who was like, we need to know what this is.
I don't know. Sometimes I do be asking weird questions that I have to do weird math for.
Yes. Okay.
Whoa.
And then you could fill 8 Olympic-sized pools with the amount of gumballs they sell every year.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a lot of gumballs. And then, of course, the Buckeye. Cracker Barrel Buckeye. Delicious.
Oh, is that the caramel with the cream in the middle?
No, that's it's a like cow peanut tail. Butter and chocolate. It's like a ball of peanut butter with like dipped in chocolate.
Why have I never had this
before? Oh, they're delicious.
Because chocolate peanut butter is one of my top combos.
I feel like after we're done with this, I need to just go to Dollar General and get wild in the candy aisle.
Make a stop at Ada's. I guess it's good candy at Ada's.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you put the amount of Buckeyes they sell per year end to end, you could cover the length of 643 football fields.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so they be selling a lot of Buckeyes.
They're selling a lot.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow.
True.
So my last little section, I do have a quiz this time.
Woohoo!
But my last section before that, I wanted to talk about some of the most hated candies.
Ooh, fun. Love that.
Just in general, because we all know them, and I just thought it'd be fun to talk about how we feel about them, because yeah. I don't hate all of them.
Ooh, scandal.
So one of the top of the list, you know, of course, is Circus Peanuts. Like I said, I don't dislike them. I don't
always
want them.
I can't remember if I've ever tried one, and now I really want to. Yeah. But I don't want a bag of Circus Peanuts. I want to bite a Circus Peanut. Where do I get that?
That's a great question. I think that's just going to be a, if I ever have a craving for them, I will save one for you.
Thank you so much.
The next, another big one, Swedish Fish.
I love Swedish Fish.
Let me tell you a little something. We went to Bargain Hunt one day
a few months ago,
and they had these 5-pound bags of Swedish Fish.
Oh, yeah.
That they, you know, because at Bargain Hunt, if something's not selling, they'll mark it out and they'll make it lower. Mm-hmm. I bought 5 pounds of Swedish Fish for $1.50.
Yeah, you did.
And I ate on that for weeks.
Yeah.
It was,
I can't believe you won't like those.
Oh, people don't.
I'm picturing biting them right now. Mm.
They have, and that's the thing. They have, and when I looked, they will not tell people what the flavor is.
Ooh,
they're
scandal.
Just, it's just what they are. They are what they
red.
Are.
They're
just red. They're just red.
Okay.
They're just red. But it's that flavor. There's nothing else that tastes like a Swedish Fish.
That's so true.
And there's a, they have a texture that is so unique.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite energy drinks is the brand Ghost that does like copycat stuff.
Ah.
So they have a Swedish Fish energy drink.
Yes.
And it's Swedish Fish branded and it tastes spot on exactly like Swedish Fish. And every time I get one, my partner's like, I'll be like, do you want a sip?
Do you like some?
And he's like, absolutely not. No, I do not.
So he's not a Swedish Fish fan.
I think he likes Swedish Fish, but he does not, for whatever reason, like the energy drink.
The drink format.
Yeah. They're a little syrupy, I guess. It's fine.
It's fun that at Trader Joe's, Swedish Fish, like their brand of them, are called Scandinavian Swimmers. Isn't that
no,
great?
I love that.
So good. They taste a little different, but they're also delicious.
Wow. That's great. Candy corn.
Oh, I love candy corn, but I do know that it's polarizing. And also, like, I could eat, like, a few candy corn, but if I, like, went ham on candy corn, I would absolutely barf.
Sick.
100%. 100%.
I really have to pace myself on
candy
corn.
Yeah, and then if you get, what are the pumpkins that are candy corn
They're the
called?
Same thing.
Well, anyways, because those are so much bigger, you know, so you eat, like, 3 of those, you're done.
Yeah, it's true. And that's another thing I was reading is that in the U.S., we have a really... Like, we don't like waxy candies, but candy corn is one of the waxy candies that has survived in our market for whatever reason.
More apparently, just the vibes, probably.
Yeah, apparently waxy candies are a lot more common in Europe.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Nico wafers.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those.
I also don't care for those, I don't think.
Those remind me of, like, childhood, though. Like, do people still eat those? Yeah.
I don't think they do. Maybe some people do.
Yeah.
Whoppers?
Oh, I don't like Whoppers.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
What
is it about them? Is it the texture?
Maybe. Wait, dang it. This is triggering a memory. I was eating something, and I was like, oh, do you want this? And the person was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I don't like Whoppers, so that's why I don't like this. Oh, I was talking to Jennifer. We were talking about Robin's eggs, which is like the Easter version of a Whopper. And I was like, yeah, I don't like Whoppers, so I don't really like
those. So you don't like malt then? It must be the malt.
Yeah, I don't think I like the malt. Because we were talking about how delicious Cadbury chocolate eggs are.
I love malt. And I hate that Sonic before had chocolate malts.
Oh.
So that you would have your chocolate milkshake and they would put malt in it. And it is...
What is malt?
That's a great question.
I need to know. Oh, excuse me.
What is malt?
Malt is prepared from cereal grain by allowing partial germination to modify the grain's natural food substances.
So it's a grain.
Yeah, that barley is chiefly used.
That makes sense because you also have like malt vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
That people put on fish and stuff.
Yeah. Contains malted milk powder. Oh, so they malt. Malted milk powder is what the candy stuff is.
Yeah. Huh. I love Whoppers. The texture does sometimes get me. I can't just chomp down on a Whopper.
Yeah.
I have to like let it dissolve. Because once you get through the chocolate, it just...
Like to bite them in half and then like stick my tongue on them.
So you can deal with that sometimes.
And dissolve it.
Yeah.
And then eat the dissolved version.
Tootsie Rolls. I think we both know that we both like Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls. I don't love Tootsie Rolls, but I like them. Like, I'm not going to, like, walk into the gas station and be like, oh, I need me a Tootsie Roll. But my best friend loves Tootsie Rolls. And it's a thing that, like, she will eat a lot of Tootsie Rolls at once and get weird. Like, almost in, like, a drunken state.
What? I worry for her.
Yeah. So, Tootsie Rolls. Whoa. Wild.
That's so funny. And then there's all the different flavors of Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, I don't like none of those.
You don't like the fruity ones?
No, heck no.
I love the fruit ones. Yeah. Wow. Black licorice.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
100% no.
I keep trying it, and I don't mean Twizzlers licorice. That's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean legitimate black licorice is one of the most vile things that I've ever tasted.
I agree.
It's so gooey and thick, and it just doesn't go away.
Mm.
It's so,
Along those lines... People in my family are very hard about Twizzlers versus Red Vines.
Do you have a strong opinion about this? I actually don't. I mean,
I love them both.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with either.
Yeah.
I think I would probably prefer Red Vine.
Oh, I could go for a Red Vine right now. They're different to me. Like, they serve different purposes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sometimes I want a Red Vine, sometimes I want a Twizzy.
Yeah, but if somebody offers me a Twizzler, I'm not going to be like, ew, no.
Yeah, don't give me that.
Now, they do some flavors of Twizzlers. Like, they have an orange creamsicle that the actual Twizzler part is orange, and then they have, like, a cream in the middle of it.
Oh.
And that was really good. They also did a key lime.
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah.
I love the pull-apart Twizzlers that are, like, a bunch of little strands.
Yeah. It's like eating string cheese, but
candy. So true.
Yep. Wax bottles. Have you ever had wax
bottles?
Okay,
I was obsessed with those when I was a kid. Weren't they called Nickel Nips?
Yes.
And I remember, and I think I had sour ones, like the juice inside was sour, and then I like to chew on the wax bottle after it was empty.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think that's a good thing.
Probably not.
And I don't think I would like buy some now.
Yeah.
But as a kid, I was like, these are
tight. These are great. Yeah. And then jelly beans. Do you jelly beans?
Not really. I like the Harry Potter ones.
Every now and then I'll get like some every flavor beans.
Yeah, you know what's delicious is the Starburst jelly beans at Easter time. Those are so good.
I bought a big bag of those from Ollie's and that was so good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Fun fact is I grew up kind of near the Jelly Belly factory and we would like go there for field trips and stuff a lot. So I feel like Jelly Belly was a big part of my life.
That's fair. Do you have a favorite, flavor of candy? Like, for me, I will eat anything watermelon.
Mm.
I love watermelon.
That's a good question. Yeah, I feel like I am similar to that, like, the red one. I'm always going to like the red one.
The red one. So any cherry, strawberry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
That's fair. Strawberry tends to be pretty good for me, like... Strawberry Starburst, best one.
Mm-hmm.
Pink, easy.
Oh, yeah, pink.
But watermelon stuff...
I do love that,
kills
too.
Me.
Yeah.
When I went...
Remember the watermelon Laffy Taffys that had the seeds on them?
I don't think I ever.
Oh, they're got so to have great. It was those. Like a big, you know, watermelon red Laffy Taffy, but then the seeds were like sprinkles essentially. But just the concept of it being like that, like, blew my mind as a kid. I thought they were so cool.
So upset that I don't.
I don't know if they still exist. I mean, surely they do, but man, I thought those were the bee's knees.
Even if they were old, I bet you could find some.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they haven't expired, so.
Yeah, it's sugar.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we went to, years ago, when I went to Vegas for my friend's wedding, and we went to the Hershey's store. Mm-hmm. They have like a Hershey's store on the Strip. And they sold each individual Jolly Rancher flavor in its own bag.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, I bought this big bag of watermelon Jolly Ranchers.
Smash a watermelon Jolly Rancher.
Yes.
And a green apple Jolly Rancher.
Do you eat your Jolly Ranchers in a specific way? Because I have a very specific method.
I think I just, like, suck on them for a while and then end up crunching
them. When they get thin, like, toward the end, without fail, without realizing, I will bend it.
Oh, I
will wait until it bends into a loop. And then I'm like, okay, now I can finish this. But, like, I have to make it a loop first.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
I see that.
Yeah.
It's fun to just think about candy. I feel happy right now.
Yeah, I feel it's such a great experience. So we're going to do a little bit of a quiz.
Yes, excited.
Five questions, a little bit of variation in what we've got here. But question number one, what is the best-selling candy bar?
Bar.
Bar specifically.
I'm going to get Snickers. That was my first instinct.
That is correct.
Nice.
That is also my favorite.
Yeah, those are delicious.
I love Snickers.
I guess my favorite, like, if I'm going to walk into the gas station, I do love a Take Five. You ever had them?
Ooh, yeah.
There's a pretzel in there.
It's yeah.
Those
are
good.
That's a Reese's product, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
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 That's,
I feel like
yes.
That's my go-to. I also love a Milky Way Midnight.
Ooh.
Delicious.
I don't think they make them anymore, but they had, at one point, they had Milky Way caramel.
I think I did try that.
Oh
yeah,
my
it was
gosh.
Good.
Ugh, yeah. I love it. Now, question number two, what do the M's in M&M's stand for?
I don't know.
That is the creators, Mars and Murray. So, Mars.
Oh, like a Mars bar.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
What happened to Murray? Why didn't he get no candy name
after
him? That's
a great question. What country eats the most candy per capita?
America.
No.
What?
It's not. It's Germany.
Really?
Yes.
I never would have guessed that.
Overwhelmingly Germany.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's very interesting.
That is interesting.
How long does it take to make a Jawbreaker?
Oh. A day.
4 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
They have machines where they put them in melted sugar. And the machines rotate and it builds up the sugar and then they let it dry and solidify. And then they do another layer,
right?
Mm-hmm, and they'll move them from machine to machine.
Hmm.
But it takes like 4 weeks to build up all the layers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
And then finally, what was the original purpose of bubblegum?
Great question. I don't know. I want to say, like, I'm trying to picture, like, a reason why you couldn't chew tobacco and so you would want something. Maybe, like, so you didn't have to spit.
You got it.
Ah!
Yeah, it was a substitute for chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
They didn't want people to dip anymore.
Yeah,
so
spit.
But then, and then you get the, like, irony, like, the full circle where we have Big League Chew.
Yeah.
You know, that's
yeah,
marketed
that's like
yeah.
I love that stuff.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. That was, like, the after snack of baseball.
Oh, absolutely. I had a bag. I don't know why. Oh, I think like someone bought them for a party or something. And so I had it in my car for a while and I was really living, man. You just get you a pinch of that and you just feel good. And the flavor's gone 30 seconds later, but you're still living.
But you're still living. The same with Fruit Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
I love
and Juicy Fruit. That lasts for 4 seconds.
Yeah, because then you're like, well, I've gone through my little pack of 5 strips and it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, that was good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was our episode on candy.
Woo-hoo.
I had such a great time.
Me too.
Like, I just...
Candy's a happy topic.
It is a happy topic. We need more happy topics.
True.
So, yeah, you can catch us again in a couple of weeks where we will talk about an undisclosed topic. I don't know what we're going to do yet.
We should talk about chips.
Chips.
We should really go through the junk food gambit.
We could just do, what if we just did snack? What if we just did snack foods?
Yeah.
Okay, snacks.
Okay, I'm going to look up chips specifically.
Specifically chips?
I need to know the tea on chips.
Okay. Yeah, snacks. So you can join us in 2 weeks.
Snacks from the stacks, except for not, because you're not allowed to eat in here.
Don't do that. That is so fun. Yeah, oh, man. You can talk to us. You can listen in 2 weeks when we talk about snack foods.
I'm excited.
Snacks from the stacks. We love a snack. Wow. All right. Thank you for listening. Let us know if you have any stories to share or what you've been reading, anything at all.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.